Hello, fellow homesteaders. Welcome to episode 9 of the Efficient Homestead Podcast. As always, today we'll do a brief overview of what we've been up to over the last week or so. And we'll give a little update on what our future plans are for the coming weeks. So last weekend, we were finally able to get in the garden just a little bit. It had rained the previous week, but the weekend turned out to be pretty nice. So we were able to get in there and get some weeds pulled, do some maintenance. Garden's been pretty well neglected for pretty much ever since we planted it due to all this rain and wet weather. First time we've been able to get out there without wearing hip boots and sinking into the mud, so it was kind of nice to be able to get out there and do some stuff. As you can probably tell, I'm driving again, and we'll get out of this traffic here, get into some open road. It'll be a little bit better. So a little update on the garden. Everything's looking pretty good. The tomato plants are looking fantastic. Other than about to be overtaken by weeds, we were able to get there and get some of that pulled out. So that's looking better. We got our first couple of cherry tomatoes off of our super sweet 100 cherry tomato plant. I ate those. They were amazing, delicious tomatoes. Our Husky Cherry Red has about 6 to 8 tomatoes on it. They're still green at this point, but it's coming on. The plant's getting pretty big. We got tomato cages around all of them now. And the Early Girl, she doesn't have any tomatoes yet, but if you'll remember, we thought we were going to lose the Early Girl plant just because of all the rain and wet weather. But since it's dried up a little bit, got a little bit warmer, she started to come back, starting to grow. She did have blooms on her, so we should be getting Early Girl tomatoes pretty soon. We were hoping to get those a little bit earlier before any of the other tomatoes started to come on, but looks like those dreams washed away with the rain, so we'll take what we can get at this point. As long as we can get some good tomatoes, I'll be pretty happy. The Roma tomato plants are looking really healthy. The plants themselves are looking great. They've all got 2 or 3 tomatoes on each of those. We've got 4 of those plants. So I think they're going to be all right, looking really good. The next raised bed over is where we have the onions in half of that raised bed. These are all 4x8 raised beds, so we've got about a 4x4 foot plot of onions. And there's probably 35 to 40 onions growing in that. Some of the stalks on these onions are already about as big as my thumb. So they're really looking good. I can't wait to harvest those onions and get them put up like we did last year. That was my shining, prideful achievement for the garden last year, was being able to store those onions and use them well almost all the way through the winter. It's just great to be able to go out there and pull an onion off the stalk where we had them hanging on the back porch and be able to use them right in the kitchen. It's just fantastic. Best tasting onions ever, too. In that same raised bed, we have the beets and the carrots. We still haven't gotten more carrots planted. I've been complaining about my carrot patch since we started this podcast, seems like. And carrots aren't doing very well. We've got maybe a dozen carrots, half a dozen carrots in the whole patch, and we should have had, I think there was 4 rows that were each 4 foot long, so man, we should have had a bunch of carrots, but we don't have very many. The ones that we do have, the tops are starting to get pretty tall, so we're going to get some carrots, but it's just not going to be a big harvest like we were hoping to get, where we could freeze some and eat some be able to use our carrots. The beets, however, looks like we've got a bunch of beets. I dug down to the tops of them while I was out there the other day and was able to get to the top, it still, the beets haven't started to form a round beet yet. Looks like the root of the beet is, oh, maybe about as big as a pencil, maybe just a little bit bigger. So I'm waiting for them to flesh out and turn into what I think a beet should look like. I've never grown beets before, so this will be the first time. So we're just kind of playing it by ear, a little trial and error, and hope that works out. Next raised bed over, we have the coal crops, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, and cauliflower. We've got four plants of each. And we did get a cutting. I think I told you already, we got a cutting of the broccoli and cooked it up. It was phenomenal. So that was the four big heads. We ended up with a good meal for the three of us worth of broccoli. And then about a week later, week and a half later, when I was able to get back out there this last time, there were some little heads growing off the sides, and that I was afraid that they were going to bolt. I don't know if broccoli bolts or not, but I was afraid it was going to do something because it was starting to look, instead of being a good firm head, it was starting to look ragged around the edges. So I went ahead and cut those. They were decent size anyway. But cutting all of them off of those four plants, we still ended up with what probably would have been one good serving for a person. And we ended up splitting it three ways just so we could all get a little bit of it. Still really good broccoli, but I don't know how many more cuttings we'll get off of it. It'll be interesting to see. Next to the broccoli in the same raised bed, we have the Brussels sprouts. We've been fighting the worms on those just a little bit. Been picking them off and throwing them to the chickens and spraying the plants with BT and putting down diatomaceous earth. And I think we're staying ahead of them pretty good, but we still get a few out there. Just seem like every time we're able to get out there, which I admittedly, our trips into the garden these days are few and way more far between than they should be. But the Brussels sprouts are starting to put on. You can see them starting to form right at the base of the leaves next to the stalk. And they've got, I don't know, there's probably 30 or 40 Brussels sprouts on each of the plants. But they're just little right now. They're maybe about the size of a pencil eraser. Not very big. So hopefully it doesn't get too hot and cause them problems. I know they're a cool weather crop. And right now it is 85 degrees and it's supposed to be hotter this weekend, I think. So we'll see how that goes. At the last, the far end of that raised bed, we have cauliflower growing. Looks like three of the four plants are putting on cauliflower heads. I can peel the leaves back a little bit, pull them back just where I can see down in there. And we've got cauliflower heads starting to come on. And I've taken pictures of all this. It's on our Facebook page, facebook.com/TheEfficientHomestead. You guys be sure and check us out there. It looks like we are going to get some cauliflower as long as, again, it doesn't get too hot and the bugs don't get to them too bad. The bugs are kind of working on those a little bit too, and we're just trying to stay ahead of them. Then in the main garden, we had the peppers. We planted the, four fool Jews, two ancho chilies, and I think that was it. We lost one of the fool Jews early. We replanted it with a tame jalapeno that we got at, I think it was at Atwood's. We bought that, or Tractor Supply, I don't remember now. One of those stores. So in the garden, even though it's, the garden's on a little bit of a slope, we planted it at the dry end of the garden, the highest part of the garden. And even that, all this rain has just drowned out the pepper plants. I think the only one that's still alive is that the tame jalapeno that we bought. I believe it was at Atwood's, if I'm not mistaken. So pepper plants aren't looking so good. at this point in time, I don't know if we're going to be able to find any more to replace them with. We've kind of been holding off on buying any more. We just now got out of another big grain storm that came through the area over about the last 3 days. It's the first time we've had sunshiny skies in a while. And like I said, now it's getting hot. So I don't know about the peppers. We may just write that off and just go buy peppers at the farmer's market in town. Next to the peppers, we've got cucumbers growing. They're growing up on a trellis that we made out of 4T posts and some fence wire. They have started to come up pretty good. We planted those from seeds in little hills that we put just underneath each one of those 4T posts. And now they're probably 6 to 8 inches tall, just starting to reach up to the T-post. We're going to have to start training them up where they'll vine up the T-post and onto that fence wire, and hopefully we'll have a good crop of cucumbers. We really want to try to make some pickles this year. We didn't get to last year because we only had one cucumber plant last year, and every time we'd pick a couple of cucumbers and think, okay, we'll make pickles this weekend, and by the time we got to the weekend where we thought we'd have enough cucumbers, we really didn't have enough, and the ones that we saved up were starting to get wilty and just not very good looking pickle material. So this time we planted 4 cucumber plants. We're going to try to do better, try to get a little bigger harvest at once and make some pickles and eat some on salads. Well, I like cucumbers. Next to the cucumber plants, we have our zucchini and straight neck yellow squash. Again, those are planted up on hills. Those plants are looking fantastic. They've got flowers on them right now. Should be starting to set fruit here just any day, but they are looking great. Got 2 of each of those, 2 straight neck squash and 2 zucchini. That's what we had last year. And there for a while, we had more squash and zucchini than we could handle. We tried to spiralize and freeze a bunch of the zucchini, but that didn't really work out. So this year, I think we're going to try something different. I'm not sure exactly what yet. But we ate a lot of zucchini and a lot of yellow squash last year. Around the garden next to the, kind of down from the squash plants, we have our cantaloupe. And we planted 2 hills of cantaloupe. I think there's 2 plants in each hill, so we got 4 plants, 4 cantaloupe plants. And they weren't looking very good early when we first planted them. But this last time when I went out there and looked at them a couple days ago, they were looking really good. They all had blooms on them as well. So I think we're going to get cantaloupe. It's looking pretty promising on the cantaloupe front. As long as we can keep them in the garden. Our biggest problem with cantaloupe in years past has been it tends to wander, get out of the garden, and then I got to move it to mow around it. And it just kind of gets to be a big undertaking to try to corral them things. But it's worth it. When you get a cantaloupe, good, nice, fresh cantaloupe, it's worth all the work. That's really all that we've got in the garden, except for the marigolds that we planted with the tomatoes. And the marigolds are beautiful, looking pretty as well. We still haven't gotten the okra or the green beans planted. Probably need to get in there and get that done this weekend. I don't know. We've got a little trip planned for this weekend, so I don't know if we're going to get much done in the garden this week. But we're going to try. Out in the yard, I've been telling you guys that I always mow around some of the pretty flowers. We have a little patch of Indian paintbrush. 3 years ago, when I first moved out there, first time I mowed, we saw this Indian paintbrush, and I mowed around it. And we only had, I think there was 2 or 3 little flower stalks sticking up, but I knew what they were, and I knew I wanted to keep those and and leave them alone, and hopefully they would expand. Well, here 3 years later, now we've got a patch, and I posted some pictures of this too on the Facebook page. We've got a patch of Indian paintbrush that's probably got about 100 plants in it. It is gorgeous. I love Indian paintbrush. It's beautiful, beautiful flower. So I'm really glad that I've mowed around these things. We've been getting a lot of enjoyment. We just go out there and walk around them and look at them. They're beautiful. Driving down this road to my house, with all this rain coming off the hill, it has washed out the ditches and deposited all that material that was in the ditch up on the road, and then even washed some of the road out in places. So you got to be real careful when you're driving down through here, when you meet another car, because you might think that you've got room for two cars to pass, and by the time you get to where the exact point that you're going to pass, there's not enough road there for both of you, so you got to be real careful. So as far as our future plans go, I like to say this week we've got a little bit of a trip coming up. We're just going to run about 100 miles away, place there the overnight in a hotel, enjoy that a little bit, and hopefully get some good food, maybe a good cold beer, and just enjoy the weekend a little bit. A little update on the chickens and the ducks. We've been getting, out of our 7 hens, we've been getting 6 or 7 eggs a day out of the chickens. So that's been pretty good. They've been getting to get out in free range a lot. Just about every evening we've been letting them out so they can go run around and peck at bugs. Luckily, we've got them pretty well trained. They go right back in when it starts getting dark, and I don't have to go chase them down in the dark. So that's a good thing. The ducks, we moved them out of their little chicken tractor, moved them into a bigger pen with an in-ground pool. Can't remember if I talked about that on last week's podcast or not. If I did, I apologize. I did post a video on the YouTube channel of them enjoying their pool. So a little bonus content if you guys go to YouTube and search for The Efficient Homestead. You'll be able to see that video. These ducks chasing each other through the pool is hilarious. Lots of fun to watch. Oh, there goes a roadrunner. I wonder, before we had roads, what did they call roadrunners? That's just a question that's burning in my head. I think back when they had wagon trails, did they call them wagon trail runners? I don't know. That might be a question I need to ask Google and find out. Well, I am almost home, so I'm going to let you guys go. It's been a pleasure talking with you. I hope you guys will tune in next week and check us out on theefficienthomestead.com. Check out some of the articles. Leave me a comment. Leave me a review. Be sure and subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or Google Play or wherever it is that you get your podcast from. If you could leave us a review on there as well, that would be awesome. I'd really appreciate a review. And if you guys have any questions, any comments, any concerns, you want to tell me I'm doing a great job, shoot me an email. I would love to hear from one of you guys. My email address is theefficienthomestead@gmail.com. You can find me there pretty easy. I'd love to get an email from you. I'd love to hear where you guys are listening at and what you're doing. I usually listen to podcasts on my way to and from work. So I would just always assume that's what everybody else does. But maybe not. Maybe you listen to it somewhere else. I'd love to hear where you listen to it at. So that's all I've got for this week. You guys remember, if you're not following your dream, you're helping somebody else follow theirs. and I'll talk to you all soon.